Our coverage of Hella Baseball rolls on as they win the sub-state final over Clear Creek Amana 5-2 with Ando. Starting catcher Anderson Sherm following the win. And Ando, you get to be on the bottom of the dog pile with Zay. What's that moment like? I know last year you got an opportunity, but this year, especially with the senior class, had to be extra special.
Yeah, it was extremely special for us. We've been working really our whole high school career to make it every year, and obviously we want to go further. But yeah, just that final dog pile, it's something special. And yeah, it's a lot of fun, super special moment, and I'm so grateful and excited.
It took a lot of work to get there. Clear Creek got the jump early. They're the best offensive team statistically in Class 3A in terms of batting average, and they showed it. They were able to get to Nathan a little bit early. How important was it, especially with this group, knowing you already had a lot of pressure on you already, not to panic and to be able to mitigate and to get yourself settled in?
Yeah, it was extremely important just because, you know, baseball, it's a long game, right? In high school, we get 7 innings. So just because a team gets on you early, nothing. That doesn't mean the game's over or anything like that. You still got all the innings after that to keep fighting and battling. So I think having that mindset of just keep plugging away throughout the game really helped us stay calm. And as you see, eventually we were able to get it done in the third and some of those later innings.
And that's what, the third inning, it felt like that was the script where some momentum finally came back your way. How much energy kind of was jolted, especially after Zay's double?
Yeah, and after Zay's double and just that whole inning in general, then we were like, yeah, we got our energy back. Like, we made, that was kind of our hit. They had their hit in the first, that was our hit. And from then on, we were able to really keep that momentum going and put it throughout the game and get the win.
Well, and you're able to, you know, battle back. Clear Creek gets one of those runs back right away, but it felt like by then the offense was starting to click a little bit more. You do get that lead, and it felt like once you have the lead, it's such a luxury. We have the best ERA in all of Class 3A, and you got a chance to catch all those guys. You probably have confidence to call anything with those guys up there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, with, like, our pitching staff, once we get that lead, you know, we get a lot of confidence. So, really, once we can get there, it's an exciting thing for me and for the pitchers because, like, now we're just dominating. And honestly, with our pitchers being so good, we can just keep plugging away, and then it allows our bats to get going even in the later innings and keep tacking on runs without the other team being able to really do anything. So that's big for us.
You went out there to talk to Samuel. This was his first real postseason inning since he was a freshman. What was that brief conversation like? Because he started out a little shaky, but then he started locking in.
Yeah, I just told him to really trust his stuff and trust his fastball because he has one of the best fastballs on our team. And so I told him, stay calm, pound the zone here, and if you pound the zone, good things will happen. That's what I told him.
Here at Anderson Sherm following the win over Clear Creek Amana to go to the state tournament, a 5-2 victory. And we had a chance to do our Let's Get to Know segment a couple weeks ago, just before the postseason started. And we talked a lot about the senior class. And we had an interview in the dugout with all 12 of you and the expectations being so high. It does have a different feel, right, from what it was like last year. How fun is it to see your guys being able to rise to the occasion, knowing there's a target on your back, knowing that the last three games, any of those could have been your last, and to see them locked down when it counted the most?
Yeah, it's so fun because once you have a target on your back, it just gets that much harder, right? Because everybody, the pressure's always on you, and the other team is always the one trying to hunt you down. So in some ways, it's easier on them, but being the team that has the advantage and you're able to still put other teams down is huge, and we were able to do that throughout the sub-state, and we're going to look to continue to do that in state.
And how much does it matter or doesn't matter, maybe you won't feel it till you're in Sioux City, that you've been to state tournaments, right? As freshmen, a lot of you guys were in that game against Davenport Assumption, and obviously last year against Bishop Heelan in a really close game. Obviously, all of you were back as well. I imagine it'll at least help you settle in a little bit no matter who you're playing.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, being there the two times before will really help us settle in early this year. I think we'll honestly kind of feel right at home. I mean, obviously it's in Sioux City. It's a different venue, but we've still been in that high pressure situation. And so, yeah, we're gonna do great, and we're gonna look to do damage.
And then, what's it gonna take? Because everybody I've talked to so far knows the bar is set really high. You want to win three games next week. What's it going to take to have that first place trophy?
I think it's going to take a lot of grit like we showed tonight. Like, there might be times where teams get on us early, but we got to keep plugging away, keep battling back. And once we get a lead, we got to keep our energy and put a team down, right? I think that's really what it's going to take. So just having that grit and always being willing to come back and fight back no matter the circumstance, I think will really help us get it done.
And how exciting is it that Tegan and Nathan are healthy, that we're going to have the full arsenal coming up on Monday?
Yeah, we're going to be able to throw. I mean, we got everyone available, so it's going to be really exciting. And yeah, I'm just so excited for what we're going to have next week.
Regardless of the time and start, Monday, 92.1 KRLS. Don't want to miss it. That's Anderson Sherm. Ando, thank you for your time. Congratulations. We'll see you in Sioux City.
Yes, thank you.